sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. When you hear the word freedom, what comes to your mind? Maybe a teenager moving out of their parents' house for the first time? Maybe fireworks, barbecues, and watermelon? I often think of a scene in Mel Gibson's Braveheart when William Wallace shouts, "They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!" Well, tomorrow we celebrate 4th of July, Independence Day, and I was wondering, so what is freedom? Freedom is defined in different ways. To some, freedom is the ability to listen to music as loud as you want, at any hour, no matter what. To others, freedom is the ability to not have to listen to their neighbor's radio and have peace and quiet. To some, freedom means being able to drive as fast as they want. To others, it means being able to safely drive their family places without being run off the road by a madman. Some think of freedom as the ability to do whatever you want without any consequences. To me, that's more of a recipe for anarchy. Martin Luther said, "Freedom is not the right to do what you want, but rather the power to do what you ought." Nelson Mandela defined freedom this way: "For to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others." How many times have you heard of a young person who moves out of mom and dad's house to do whatever they want and then end up trapped in a job they hate, bound up in debt and credit cards, and the freedom they were searching for has turned into something very different than they expected? Working at Teen Challenge, I meet a lot of people who say, "I'm so grateful to be free from my addiction," but yet they refrain from drinking alcohol. Can they have freedom from their addiction and still have self-imposed limitations on their life? Financial freedom doesn't mean you spend all the money that you want, whether you have it or not. True freedom includes personal boundaries. If I want financial freedom, I have to limit how I spend my money. If I want freedom from addiction, I have to limit what and how much I put into my body. Galatians 5:13 says, "Don't use your freedom as an excuse to do whatever you want. Use it as an opportunity to serve each other with love." Our nation has many examples of people fighting for other people's freedoms. From world wars to constitutional amendments, Americans with freedom have fought for other people who didn't have the freedom to fight for themselves. I've quoted the movie Braveheart many times, and recently I realized I've been quoting it wrong. I thought the quote said, "What will you do with that freedom?" What he really said is, "What will you do without freedom?" I think both questions are valid. What will you do with that freedom? What will you do without freedom? As we celebrate the 4th of July and our nation's freedom this weekend, I encourage you to consider the price paid for that freedom, and also your neighbor's freedoms too. Happy Independence Day, everyone. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.